Okay, today is the new parak, the 10th parak, Daf Pei Tes. Talk about tadirus, things that come more frequently than other. This is the source, basically, for kola tadir, tadir kotem. Whatever is more frequent should go first. So, Mishnah says, kol hatadir mechaveiro kotem eschaveiro. Every korban that is more frequent than the other korban, if you have to offer two, both of them, you often offer the one that is more frequent first. And the Gemara gives examples. For example, Tamidim Kodmin Lumusafim, the Korban Tamid, right, probably Korban Tamid Shachar, because the Musaf, the Brian comes afterwards, the Korban Tamid and the Korban Musaf, both can be offered in the morning, Korban Tamid comes first, because Korban Tamid is Tamid, it's every day. Korban Musaf is basically on Yom Tovim and Rosh Chodesh. Then, and Shabbos. So Tamidim Korban Musafim. But then the Mishnah says Musve Shabbos, but the Korban Musaf on Shabbos. Right now, if you have competing Korban and Musaf, the Musve Shabbos, Kodim the Musve Rosh Chodesh, they come before the Musaf Rosh Chodesh because Musve Shabbos are 52, and Rosh Chodesh is 12. Only 12. Well, it could be more depending on the day, but even so, at max it would be 18 or so. Right. So to me, so Musve Shabbos, Kodim the Musve Rosh Chodesh. Now Musve Rosh Chodesh, Kodim the Musve Rosh Hashanah on Rosh Hashanah, which is also Rosh Chodesh. So you're offering the Musaf on of Rosh Chodesh and the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. The Musaf of Rosh Chodesh comes before the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. How do I know this? Shneamar, because this is the Pasuk, this Pasuk is talking by the Karbanos Musaf of Pesach. The Pasuk says, Mulvad olas haboker asher lo las hatamid ta'asu es eile. No, okay. So Mulvad olas haboker asher ta'asu es eile. So you see from here, the mashmas of this pasuk is that you should bring the korban musaf in addition to the olas haboker, which is done before him. Milvad olas haboker, asher olas hatamid tasus eila. So you offer this in addition to what is offered the olas haboker, which means it should come afterwards.
This seems to be only tzibur. Is that tzibur korbanos? Is that also this law?
Well, I don't know what tadirus would you have by a korban katas. Well, we'll get to that yet. But there's no tadirus over there. Which one is offered more frequently?
Well, I don't know.
What? Which one is offered more frequently?
How many people stand there with a chattas every day?
How many people stand there with an ola today? Take count. I think that's just dependent on the city. That's just probably that's dependent on the day. So that would require a different rule.
I guess
that would require a different rule.
First come, first serve.
What? We've mentioned the chattas comes first for other reasons, not because of the deiris, but we'll get to it. But that requires a different rule, right? But that's not a question of one's more frequent, one's more common. You bring a chattas every day, you bring ola every day, you can bring them anytime you want. It's nothing to do with the deiris. There has to be different reasons for that. Right, so it says, right, Rashi says, kol atadir, Shabbos tadir meish chodesh ven kulam, mevad las haboker, asuya kvar mashva. Right, mevad las haboker, asher las hatamid. So it says it's mashba, it's already done. Okay. The Gemara then asks, Minolon. So how do I know this din of Tadirus? Gemara says, Minolon. That was the last line of the Mishnah. Kid the Kamar, Taima. The Mishnah said, Mulvad las haboker. That was the Pasuk that we taught it. So Gemara says, no. Dilma, that Pasuk is only telling me that the Korban Tamid comes before the Korban Musaf. How do you know within Korban Musaf you still have the concept of Tadirus? Maybe it only applies by the Tamid against Musaf. Says Dilma, Tamidim heim the Korban Musafim mishum tadiri. Maybe the Korban Tamid comes before the Korban Musaf because it's more tadir. But Musafim lu Musafim minolan. How do you know when it comes to different Korban Musaf of Shabbos, Korban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh? How do you know which one comes? How do you know that comes first? And Rashi says mishum tadiri the Tamid b'chol yom. The Korban Tamid is every day. So the hilchah, maybe that's why chashuv tadirus of the day. Maybe that's why it's considered tadir, because every single day. But maybe the musafim would not have this concept of tadirus. So Amar Rabbi Ula says, no, you call it off in the pasuk over there, the Amar Kra, ka'ele ta'asu liyom shivas yomim. Ela ka'ele. So what does that mean? Ela ta'asu, Rashi says. Basar hu kra, after the pasuk, which we learned out, the tamidus by, for the korban tamid, basar hu kra, the movad la'asabok ta'asu is ela, ksiv, Ka'ela, it says, right? So now we got to learn something out from that word that everyone sings out loud. Maybe there's a riot for it. Right? Ka'ela ta'asu. Right? Ka'ela means just like these. Mashma k'seder shamarti l'cha ka'ela shomala. You're going to do it with these musafim ka'ela that we did, what you learned out above. What was above? What we learned out before? Sha'atadir kodem. That the tadir comes first. So too by musaf. Kach seder musafim. She'im yesh ne musafim. So if you have two musafim, with Shabbos, betoch ha'regel, yeah, tadir kodem. So the idea ka'ela means you take that rule that we just learned above and apply it to cover musaf, which is what we're talking about now. So that would be ka'ela. The Gemara says, no. Why do you say that? Ha'veha mibarle gufei. I need ka'ela for the actual, for itself. What does that mean, for itself? Latin musaf l'zayin hayomim. The mikra kama yom rishon u'denafkalon. Because the pasuk, that's why we repeat it every day on Pesach, because the pasuk is only talking about, only mentions the first day, that has the list of the korbanos, then it says for every other day, ka'ela, to do the same thing. So ka'ela is not teaching me to meet tadir, ka'ela is teaching me on each day of Pesach, you bring the korban musaf, you bring the same korban musaf. So you can't learn it out to diras from there. So Gemara says, no, in Cain, if that was the case, that like the only learning out that what you, the korbanos for Pesach, then nichtov eile tasu leyom. Just right, these are what you should bring, not the extra kuf. Right? Ikasav, right? So Gemara says, wait a second, no. Ikasav eile, had just written eile tasu leyom shivas yamim, havamina eile l'shivas hayomim. I don't know why, you would have thought that these korbanos that are mentioned, right, the shivas kvasim, right, that are mentioned over there, split them up for the 7 days. Eile tasu l'shivas yamim. There are seven korbanos mentioned, do one a day. Right, that, right, Rashi says, Eilu Shivas Yomim, Osam Shiva Kivasim, Ha'amurim Bi'inyan, Yischalku Shivas Hayomim. They should be divided up amongst the 7 days. So the Gemara says, no, you never have thought that, because it says, Layom Ksiv. It says for each and every day. So you have to give it for each day. So the Gemara, right, Rashi says, El Layom. So Gemara says, Vakati, even if you say Layom, Ema eile layom, aval shar yomi lo yada danakama. This you would have thought that if it said eile and layom, we only would have taught us that the seven come for day one, but we would have no idea. We still would have to figure out what comes for day seven. But it doesn't mean it's coming across and teaching the same thing. So therefore, you need the ka to teach me that apply that the same did for all 7 days. So the ka is not available to teach, the ka'ela is not available to teach me to meet to dirus.
So what?
What? That's not what you would have thought. You would have thought otherwise. The pasuk has to be clear. The pasuk's not clear because so the pasuk has to be clear. So therefore he's saying that if you would have just had eile layom, it would have just been eile. That these seven, layom for the first day, and we wouldn't have known how much for the rest of it. That's why it has to have ka'ela. So therefore, we don't have ka'ela available for tadiris. So al-makra, the pasuk says, no, ta'asu. Sheyeh kol ha'siyo shavos. It already says, ka'ela, it says, ka'ela ta'asu. You do these like this, like Yoni said, it has to be exactly the same for each day. So then the ka'ela is extra, and if the ka'ela is extra, I can learn tadiris. So Amar Abaye, Abaye says, it's different. Migufa dekra. I can learn out... Another answer that I can learn out the Bartumu Saf and the Tadir one comes first. Megufa the Korah from the Pasuk itself. Because the Pasuk says, like our Pasuk, right, the original Pasuk from the Mishnah, it says, Melvan alas haboker, shel alas ha-tamid. Learn it out from that Pasuk. Im kain, Megufa the Korah, Im kain lemer krum, Melvan alas haboker, v'tishtok. Why do I have to say, olas haboker, le olas ha-tamid? Olas haboker is the olas ha-tamid. It's redundant. There is no other ola that comes early in the morning for the boker. So Melvan alas haboker, v'tishtok, and be quiet. Asher olas ha-tamid lamali. So why do I need the next part of the pasuk that says for the olas ha-tamid? L'neimar dahach de tadira tiktom. That's where you teach tadiris. Right, that's what he says. It comes from there. Asher olas ha-tamid lamali. Rashi says before the Mishnah pshita the olas ha-boker olas ha-tamid. Ella tola lecha tam hakdama. So it's the pasuk is giving you the reason. It says ka'ela milvar olas ha-boker. You bring the korban musaf in addition to the olas ha-boker. Because it means the olas haboker came first already. Why? Asher olas ha-tamid, because it's tamid. So teaching me that tadiris come, that it's given the reason why the korban tamid comes first.
There's no other korban that goes before the tamid anyway.
So Tosos asked those questions.
What's the purpose of this whole tadir business?
Because there are other things that are tadir.
There's no korban goes before.
Correct, but there are other concepts of tadiris. Tosos asked the question. Tosos says, Tema the perak tamid and ishkan arminan minayin shelo yedavar kodin l'tamid. How do I know? Why? We already know. There's nothing that comes before the Korban Tamid. Shenemar ha'ola, ola rishona. So lama le tabling machlokes. Why do I need that pasuk? He Tosos asked the other way. Learn it from here. So Tosos gives a few answers. If you go towards the middle of Tosos, he says the yesh lomar da ola rishona laktomas haktara. That's only talking about bringing on the mizbeah. But how do you know that the shechita and all the avoda beforehand has to come first? The pasuk over there that talks about that says lo yadavar kodem ola ola rishona. That's talking about ola going on the mizbeah. But there are other aspects of the korban. Maybe you would be able to shechita first. So that's what Tosos gives. It's a long Tosos that talks about that.
Wait a minute. But tader is not it's something that we have to pull a pasuk out of because we have tader in many things that are just it's a methodology of learning.
Right, so where's the source? This is the source.
You need a source.
From where? Has to have a pasuk attached to it?
No, this is the source for Tadiris. The Gemara Brachos talks about Tadiris. This is the source. You have to have a source.
How would we know to do it?
You have to have a source.
You have to have a source somewhere.
This is the source. Okay, next Mishnah.
What does Tadir mean?
More frequent.
We say Barachi Nafshi before Ladavid we say Ladavid many more times than we say Barachi Nafshi. We say Barachi Nafshi 18 times. We say Ladavid 50 times.
I daven Ashkenaz. I say Ladavid first. I don't know what you guys do in this one. I don't know the answer to that. That's good to dip. That's Hilchos Tefillah issues. We saw that comes in. What? Right, that's a tefillah issue. It could be something else.
So when does Tadir come up?
It's a different. I don't know.
When does it ever come up?
When does Tadir come up?
Yeah. Come on. Is Chag and Havdalah?
Maybe, but that's also the machlokus about how that works.
But I'm thinking about it. Well, what did it before? So I'm thinking, when did it come up ever? Talos and tefillin.
I love Talos.
Okay, next Mishnah.
It's not for...
Any karban that is mekudosh. Now, when it says mekudosh, I don't think it means more holy. I think it means that it has more aspects to it. It says, kol ha-mekudosh mechavero. It seems that Rashi says, sheyesh bo tzad riboy kedusha rimenu. It has a tzad riboy, there's more aspects, there's more things that go on with it. You want to say it's more holy, okay? Kol ha-mekudosh mechavero, kol ha-mekudosh comes before. So there, here you have, dama chatas, kodem the dama ola. So I have two bloods, have the blood of the chatas and the blood of the ola. Which one should I throw first? You throw the blood of the chatas, kodem the dama ola, mipdeshi humeratze. Why? Because it has a concept of being ritzui. It creates the kapara. Chatas is born for a specific avera, so that's where it comes first, right? Rashi says, im shneyem shkutim odin lizarek, shemurutze, michaper achayabe krisus, hitzrich. So ritzui gadol, it's a bigger ritzui, because it'd be michaper on karis. But if I have in front of me a very ola, if I have the limbs of the ola, the emure chatas, for the parts of the chatas are supposed to go on the mizbeach, then the parts of the ola come before the parts of the chatas. Why? Mipneishu kalali ishim. The korban ola is completely burnt on the mizbeach. Well, the chatas only has part of it burnt on the mizbeach, so therefore it has a higher level or has more done to it. Rashi says, a very ola kodmin ba'atara son, lemur chatas, im nizriku demei shneihem. Both of them were, the bloods were thrown. Obviously, you threw the blood chatas first, you threw the blood of them. Now, what the parts? The parts of the ola come first. Chatas kodemes la asham. The chatas comes before an asham. Mipnei shadama nitan la arba kronos. And on the yisod. So the chatas comes before the asham because the chatas gets four tossings of blood. The ola gets two that are four. And also, the blood of the chatas is put on the yisod, which is interesting because we learned out that the ashram also gets put on the yisod. I think it's because the pasuk is direct is in the korban chatas. But okay, next ashram kodem toda. The korban ashram comes before the korban toda. Why the el nazir? So I have the ashram comes before the toda and the el nazir. Bibnei shehu kache kadashim. It's kache kadashim and kache kadashim. At the moment you set aside to be the korban, it's already l'Hashem. And it ran to me'ilah right away, as opposed to kachay kachim. Only the parts that are subject to me'ilah after the blood is thrown. Then that's the difference. So it's a dab, but the toda the el nazir kodim l'shlamim. The toda and the el nazir. Interesting, it doesn't break up the toda and the el nazir themselves. Put them as a package. Toda the el nazir kodim l'shlamim. Why? The toda and the el nazir only have one day to eat. And they also, you have to bring a lot of bread with it. But with Shlamim, it's 2 days to eat, and you don't bring the bread. It's interesting that the Todah is a subset of the Shlamim, if it comes before, the kid comes before the father. Right? Hashlamim called the Bechor. The Shlamim come before the Korban Bechor for a few reasons. The Shlamim gets 2 out of 4, but the Bechor only gets one sprinkling on the Mizbeach. And he also has here Smicha. Okay, so therefore the Shlamim also requires Smicha, Unisachim, they also get the wine libations, and Utnufas Kazav Ashok, and also get the waving of the thigh and the breast. So that makes it more holy, more kadosh than the Bechor. The Bechor would come before the Maiser, the Korban Maiser, which is the 10th animal. Because the Bechor is holy already in the womb, whereas the Maiser has to come out and then be counted. Right? Then, also in the Echal and the Kohanim. The Bechor can only be eaten by the Kohanim, whereas the Maiser can be eaten by anybody. The Maiser kodem la'ofos, the Korban Maiser comes before any bird Korban, because it's a Zevach. What's meant to Zevach? The bird's also a Zevach. So Rashi says, it's the last Rashi, the short lines, Zvicha Sakin, because it requires a knife. The oath be Malika. I don't know why, what? I mean, the Torah tells you to do Malika, so I don't know why the knife is more considered more chashuv than the Malika. Vizvachim chashivi mipnei shemitzvasa meruba shel kol ha-karbonos boimehen. He says that the zvachim are important because there's a lot more done with the karbonos, with the animal at the karbonos than with the birds. Okay? So a maizah goes to the opus of your zevach. So the maizah comes before the opus because it's a zevach. And also the yeshbo kachay kadashim, every karbon, including the maaser, has kachay kachim aspects to it that are brought on the mizbeach, which is the blood and the emurim and the fats that are burnt on the mizbeach. But by the chatas ha'of, but all is different. By the chatas ha'of, you don't the emurim aren't burnt on the mizbeach. It's only the blood, from the mizbeach. Ha'of was called in the menachos. The birds come before the menachos. Nation shehein mine damim. At least there's blood. Blood of Oda comes before mincha of Oda. Minchas chote. The mincha that, if you have the korban olah v'yored, so the person who's an ani, level 3, so he's having the korban mincha, kodim minchas nadava. That comes before a voluntary offering. V'pnei shehu ba'alachet, because that's coming for a sin. I don't know, to change the language, but when the beginning, when we said chatas and olah, the dam chatas and chan olah, we said it's because it's miratze. And here we say it's because it's ba'alachet. But it's the same. They're both miratze and they're both ba'alachet. I don't know why they changed the language. Chatas ha'of kodemes la'ola sa'of. The chatas bird comes before the ola bird. Right, and daf tzadi, we learned this from a pasuk, I believe. Right, we're going to learn from the pasuk. Rashi says, chatas ha'of kodemes la'ola sa'of. Yeah, mikron nachbulu b'gemara. The gemaras will give us a pasuk. V'chein behektesha, and also behektesha. Remember, with the birds, you come to the base of Midrash with a cane, with two birds. One, they can be exactly the same. You have to separate one for the chatas, one for the ola. You should determine the chatas first. And maybe you should figure it out, make sure you remember what it is, so you don't come into all those complicated situations trying to figure out which one is which. So it's Hebek Desha, the chatas comes first. Fine. Gemara then says, Minohan Emili, where do I know this din? Minohan Emili, Rashi points out, Gemara is only focusing on the first part of the Mishnah. Minohan Emili, the dam chatas, kodem adam ola. How do you sprinkle the blood of the chatas before the blood of the ola? And the evari ola, kodmin leimuri chatas. And how do you know that the limbs of the ola come before the fats of the chatas before the mizbeach? So minali mili, we're bringing down the price, and the quotes of pasuk. The Tanur Rabbanan, this is the pasuk is brought when when you're appointing the Levium to do the avodah in the Mishkan. The full pasuk says, the lachu par ben bakar, you take a par ben bakar, uminchas l'sos lo v'shemen, upar sheni ben pakar tikikach l'chatas. And the second par you take for chatas. So the Gemara that says, then the next pasuk says, the pasuk says, upar sheni tikach l'chatas. But in balulamech him shnayim, if you can, the pasuk is coming to teach you that you bring the chatas as well, it already says, harik v'nemar, because the pasuk says, I think it's afterwards, v'alavim yisvichos yedim rosh aparim, v'asei esachat chatas v'esachat ola. It already says that one korban is with chatas, one korban is with ola. It doesn't already say, it says it afterwards. So what do we need to say twice that there's going to be a chatas and an ola? Just turn the pages on the base. So it says, Ma talmud lomar upar sheni ben bakar tikach l'chatas. So what does it mean in the beginning of the pasuk, the beginning of the parsha, that the second par you take is the chatas? Mashu is the second par. Sheyachol shetei chatas kodemes l'chol ma'ase ola. You might think that a chatas should always come before an ola. Talmud lomar, therefore the pasuk says, upar sheni ben bakar tikach l'chatas. The second korban is the chatas. Oh, if that's the case, e parsheni, if the pasuk says that the chatas is parsheni, yochol tia ola kodemus lechatas lechol maaseh, maybe the ola should come before the chatas for everything. Tamaloma, therefore the pasuk says, vasei es ha'echad chatas ves ha'chad ola. Then the next pasuk says, no, the chatas comes before the ola. So ha'ketzad, how do we do that? How do you shtim the two psukim? Ha'ketzad, dam chatas kodem l'dam ola, v'pnei shemiratze, the dam chatas comes before the dam ola because it's a ritzui, and the evari ola come before the emuri chatas because it's kol yishim. My question on the whole source to begin with is that the Mishnah had said that the reason, and the Gemara just says that the dam chatas comes before the dam ola because it's meratze, because there's an avera. But this pasuk is talking about the chinuch halevim. There was no avera over here. You had to bring a chatas and an ola because that was what you brought down when you were mechanech halevim. That was just a process that had to be done to make the levim kodesh to do the avoda. It's not talking about the chatas of an avera. You say, oh, the chatas is just a general rule, a general klal. All korban and chatas fit under a general rubric. I guess that you have to say, because otherwise the source doesn't match the reason. Because there is no kapara in that parsha. That parsha is talking about just, you know, sanctifying the levium to become to work in the base of in the Mishkan. Okay, that's v'amai. So the Gemara now asks v'amai. What does v'amai mean? So Rashi says, why do all of the sprinklings of the blood come before the sprinklings of the ola? In other words, we know that the halacha is, yes, supposed to sprinkle four times, excuse me, but if you do once, you're done. The kapara is reached on the first sprinkling. So therefore you say, okay, the first sprinkling has to come first, and now I can do whatever I want. Maybe I do the ola first. I mean, the answer is going to be the second answer. It makes sense. You already started, you finish it, but that's what's going to be the second answer tomorrow. What? Start with one, then finish with the other. Put it down and go to the other. Why do all four have to come before the ola?
It would probably get too confusing if
you go back. Maybe. So, halachically, why does it have to be done first? So Gemara says, Amar Avina, Hacha, and here the Gemara now brings the question that I have. He says, Hacha, Bechatas Halevim Maskinan. We're dealing with the Chatas Halevim, right? And this doesn't come for a chait, but afal gav dechi ola dami ka amarachmana he tikton. Even though the chatas of levium is similar to the ola in one aspect, and that there's no kapara, nevertheless it tells that the chatas comes first in some aspects, must mean the entire sprinkling of the chatas. But that just begs the question: how are you learning it out from here to begin with? Because maybe you're learning out. I guess the reason that they gave yishem shehin meratze. It's not, that's maybe it's just a sort of smacha, it's not the real reason. The real reason is because we have a pasuk, then one pasuk says the chatas comes first, one pasuk says the ola comes first, so they split the baby. You know. The Marava Amri and Eretz Yisrael, they answer this question differently. Ho over hiskam matanas gomer. Maybe what you were saying, Yoni. Once you started, finish the job. You have to do four sprinklings, you're supposed to do four sprinklings. Do the first one because that has to come first. Now finish the job and do the other four. Don't put it down. Go get the other ola. When you start something, omen lo gemor. You have to finish. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to bring three sfeikos regarding dinim in the Mishnah. And the Gemara is not going to answer any of them. And Rekiv Eger has a bomb kasha. He says, Ivailu, they asked a question in the yeshiva. Let's say I have in front of me dam chatas ve ivari ola. So I have level one versus level one. Dam comes before the dam chatas comes before dam ola. Evari chata, avera ola comes before emuri chatas. But now I have in front of me everything is done except I have in front of me is now a choice between sprinkling the blood of the chatas or burning the evarim of the ola. What comes first? That's not mentioned. These are both level one. Which level one comes first? So evari lo dam chatas evari ola. Ezim and kodem. Which comes first? Do we say dam chatas kodem ibnei shemiratze? Do we say the dam of the chatas comes first because of ritzui? O dilma evari ola kodem ibnei hin kolal ishim. Or maybe the ola comes first because it's the holy of the holiest because it's completely burnt under his bech and belongs to Hashem. So Gemara tries to bring, I don't know what the Gemara's halacha meaning here. The Gemara says Tashma. The pasuk says dam chatas kolim dam ola, which means the dam ola who the kadim leivari or the lo kadim. The Mishnah is specific. The Mishnah says the blood of the chatas comes before the blood of the ola. It doesn't say it comes before the evarim of the ola. So Gemara says adarabek. Look at the seifa. Evari ola kodim leivmuri chatas. The evarim of the ola comes before the emurim of the chatas. But the emurim chatas who the kadim. It comes before the emurim of the chatas. The dam chatas lo kadim doesn't mention that it comes before the blood. So Gemara says elameha leka lemeshma minei. But from here you have no raya, you have no source. Rav Akiva Eger asks right on this. He goes, maybe if it's not mentioned, and you have these two things in front of you, then you can do either one you want, right? That's what, look at the Gilead and the Shas. He says, Tamuli,
Dilma Shneyan Shavim, the Yochel Lahakdim, the Misha Yirtsa. They had to Yukim Sosu Mahadadi. The Gemara is saying, oh, the Diuk from the Reisha is Sosu, the Diuk from the Mishnah. Because, no, there's no Diuk. The Diuk is clear. You can do either one you want first. The Mishnah is only mentioning which ones have to come before the others. If it's not mentioned in the Mishnah and you have them in front of you, do whatever you want.
Maybe they're only going to take the chance.
You have to figure out halachically which one comes first. The Mishnah mentions which comes first. The rule doesn't apply. You can do whatever one you want first.
If you engage in one mitzvah, you pass the other mitzvah.
Until you finish it, and then go bring the other one. So what's the difference? Do whichever one first. I think it's a good kasha. Now Gemara brings another suffix. Ibailahu dam ola ve'imuri chatas. These are level two. The dam ola, which is preceded by the dam chatas, and the imuri chatas, which is preceded by the evari ola. So I have level two. The dam of the ola imuri chatas, ezim and kodim. Which comes first? Same suffix. Dam ola kodim, the also be called kol. Do we say the blood of the ola comes first because it's coming from the power of a korban that's completely burnt on the mizbeach? Or do we say the imuri chatas come first? The ka'asim be called mechaper because they're coming from a korban that provides kapara. Right. Again, he says his words kapari here, mechaper. The Mishnah doesn't say chaper. The Mishnah says because it was maratze. I don't know the difference between the language. Okay, so the Gemara says the same thing. The Gemara says, what?
For a chatas, you're getting forgiveness. Goes on,
I'm saying, but they switched the lashon within chatas. The Mishnah said maratze, and now we're saying it's coming to the ka'asim mikoch mechaper. Within chatas, they're changing the language. It says, Tash Toshma. The Mishnah says, "Dam chatas kolim dam ola." The Mishnah specific: the blood of the chatas comes before the blood of the ola. Dam chatas would call them dam ola. That makes it clear that's the blood of the chatas comes before the blood of the ola. But aval emuri chatas lo, but not the fats of the chatas shouldn't come before it, before the blood of the ola. The Mishnah says, "Ala rabba." Look at the sefer. The sefer says, "Evari ola kolim lemuri chatas." The limbs of the ola come before the fats of the chatas. Evari ulu hu dekadmi. Only when you putting up the sacrificial parts. That comes before the emuri chatas. About dam olalo. But the blood of the ola wouldn't come before the parts of the chatas. Elam ehal lekel masrinei. So there's no raya anywhere. You can't make a diuk from this Mishnah. Next shayla. Gemara says, Ibayilu. Gemara doesn't make an answer. It's like this on the Rabbam, have a paskin. Right? Ibayilu. Dam ola v'dam asham. They have the blood of an ola and the asham. We said the chatas comes before the ola. We said the chatas comes before the asham. But what about between the ola and the asham itself? Right, dam ola v'dam asham, ezim and kodem. Which comes first? Dam ola kodem, does the blood of the ola come first? The ka'asi mikoach kalil, because it's coming from a korban that's completely burnt on the mizbeach. O dilma, dam asham kodem, does the blood of the asham go on the mizbeach? I think you take out the words the ka'asi mikoach, because the dam of the asham is itself mechaper. Right, o dilma, dam asham kodem, the mechaper, but it actually provides kapara. So Gemara says, Tashma, let's bring a raya to answer the suffix. The Mishnah says, Dam chatos kodim dam ola. It says that the dam of the chatos comes before the dam of the ola. It doesn't mention that the dam asham comes before the dam of the ola. It only says that the chatos comes before the ola. Aval dam asham lo, but the blood of the asham would not come before the blood of the ola. So Gemara says, wait a second. Gemara rejects it. He says, no. Ubadinhu di boili misnei dam asham. Really, the Mishnah should have mentioned the Dam Asham comes first. It's the same Svara. The Dam Asham provides Kapara, just like the Dam of the Chatas provides Kapara. So why did it mention Dam? Why does it not mention Asham in the Mishnah? Ubadin hodi bayli misnei Dam Asham. Iva, I dig the bayli misnei seifa a vori ola kodim lemir Chatas. Because the first part of this Mishnah is comparing the Chatas and the Ola. The flip side is that certain the Murim of the Ola come from the vori of the Chatas. So therefore, I dig the bayli misnei seifa a vori ola kodim lemir Chatas. The eton lemuri Asham. Because had it then gone and mentioned that the avarim of the ola come before the emuri of the asham, have I mean emuri asham the kadam emuri chatas lo kadam mishum hachitam chatas. We just want to get parallels in there, not to make any diyukim. So the Gemara doesn't want to say, the Mishnah didn't want to say that dam chatas comes before the dam ola and the dam asham comes before the dam ola, and then talk about the emurim because maybe you were messed up and thought, oh, it's only the ola comes before the chatas, doesn't come before the asham. So it just makes it consistent that it's talking about chatas and ola, but asham ena chanami would come before, the blood of the asham would come before the blood of the chatas, and actually makes sense, because the same svar applies, that it's meratzer, it's mechaper, right? The blood of the asham provides kapara as well. So the Gemara then brings another... Oh, wait a second, so that rejects it?
I thought that's a raya. The Gemara says Tashma, another raya. Our Mishnah says Chatos called him La'asham. That the our Mishnah says specifically that Chatos comes before the Asham. Chatos would come before the Asham of Ololo. That but the Chatos should come before the Asham, but the Ololo should not come before the Asham. So my lav dam, are we not talking about to dip the blood? So only the blood of the Chatos comes before the blood of the Asham, but the Ololo doesn't before come before the Asham. So Gemara says Lo Aimurim. That part of the Mishnah is talking about the emurim, the fats that are being burnt under his bayach. So you can't make any of the yukim here regarding the blood, which goes first. Dekanami, how do you know for sure that it's talking about the emurim? Midiktani, mipnei shadoma niton. The reason that the Gemara is giving, I don't know, I don't like this answer. The reason that the Gemara is giving that the chatas comes before the ola is because of the blood. The blood of the chatas is four, and the blood of the ashram is two that are four. So the blood is the reason here, not the item that's being discussed. I don't know, maybe the blood is the reason and the item being discussed. Okay. That we're talking about the emurim. Because they're using the blood as the reason why the chatas comes first. The blood is the reason why... I don't like that. Okay. The Gemara says that the chatas comes before the... Right?
So here we happen to have a thing, the blood, which is the ichor of the carbon, right. Anyway, one is more important than the other, or more...
Right, call it whatever it means.
Whatever
yeah.
It is in the other. Therefore, it gives it an edge over the other.
Right, so I'm saying, but they're saying that this edge is explaining... Edge. This edge is explaining why the emurim of the chata is coming for the emurim of the ola. Yeah. Why can't this edge in the blood explain why the blood comes first? The Gemara says specifically because we're discussing using blood as the thing that shows that there's an edge, it must be talking about something other than the blood. Correct. Why can't it be talking about the blood itself? Because there's four matanos of the chatos and only two matanos of the asham, that's where the blood of the chatos comes from the blood of the asham. The Gemara is saying, no, because the blood of the chatos is four and the blood of the ola is two, that proves that the emurim of the chatos is coming from the emurim of the asham. Why can't it be the blood itself? And if it's talking about the blood itself, then I can have my deep to ola.
Because what happens if you have two bloods inside at the same time? Well, you have two kavanos at the same time. So you can do the blood, and then which one goes up first?
Right, the chatos goes first, because it's four. It's, okay, I hear. Okay.
He quotes the Sabbath Sevens here.
Yeah, what does he say?
He said, see it.
That doesn't help. That doesn't help. Okay. The Mishnah then says, the chatos kodemus, right? The chatos came before the asham, because it had four sprinklings and on the yisod. So the adarabba asham kadim shekein yeshlo kitzva. The asham should be go first because it has a certain rule that the asham has a minimum value. As we possibly learned that previously, that the asham has to be brought from. There's a shur. It has to be at least two slayim, but the kubra chatas can be worth even less. The Gemara says no. Afilo hachi reboid mizbech adif. No, even if you're right in the chanami that's something that the asham is greater than the chatas. Nevertheless, more sprinklings of the blood, it's more chashuv than value, and therefore that counts, and the value does not count. Then the Mishnah said asham kodem lesoda. The korban asham comes before the korban toda and the el nazir because the asham is kachim, the toda and the el nazir are not. The Gemara says adarabba toda el nazir kadmi. The toda and el nazir should come first. You also bring breads with it. Korban told you bring a lot of breads with it. So maybe that should bump it above. The Gemara says, Afilu hachi, nevertheless, kache kadashim adifi. Now look, kache kachim is more important, and that's why that's a higher madrega, and that's why it would come first.
What are the sources for which level is more?
Yeah, it's a good question. That's a good question. I think my swara, I guess. That's a good question. Toda ve'el nazir kodim that says the toda and the el nazir coming for the shlamim. Why? Because they're eating for one day and require bread, and the shlamim didn't require bread and has eaten for 2 days. You're punishing it for it's 2 days because that's I don't know. I think that's the same question that you're having. Why is one considered more? Why does it count more? The Gemara says adarabba. Why don't we say opposite? That shlamim should be first. The shlamim should come first. Shekein yeshnam betzibur v'yachin. The korban shlamim can come as a korban tzibur and a korban yachid. Because on Shavuos, with the breads, we bring kifsei atzeres, which are shalmei tzibur. the Todin El Nazir can never come as a Korban Sivur. So maybe that characteristic should make it more Kadosh and therefore come first. The Gemara says, no, Afilu Hachi Necholim Yom Echad Adifi. No, eating it for one day is a greater characteristic, and therefore it makes it more Kadosh, and therefore it should come first. What happens if you have a contradiction between the two Mishnayos? You have something that's more Tadir, but less Kadosh. Like, how would that work out? No. So sometimes I like the harder Gemaras. The harder Gemaras don't have questions on the Gemara. The easier Gemaras, you can ask questions on the Gemara. And therefore he says, so Yivailu, it's another Shaila. Todav El Nazir. The Gemara, the Mishnah put Todav El Nazir together as a package. Amongst the two, which comes first? Todav El Nazir, Ezim in Kodem, which comes first? Do we say Toda Kadma Shekein Tuuna Arba Amini Lechem? It has four different types of breads that come with it. Al Delma El Nazir Kodem Shekein Yishimo Darim Achirim. Do we say that the ram of the Nazir comes first? Because together with the El Nazir, which is a Shlamim, the Nazir also brings a Chatas and Ola. So maybe since it's part of this package, it should go with the package should come first, because I guess the Chatas and the Ola would come first also. So Gemara said, I would think we should do it together. So it says, Tashma, it's come a Brisa that says, Zo Kodemis Lazo. One of these, well, the Todo, the El Nazir, comes before the other. Shezo to Una Abra Mini Lechem. Clearly now the Todo comes first, because it requires four different types of bread. Vizo Eina to Una Elosh Nemini Lechem. But the El Nazir only gets two types of bread, and therefore, so I guess that one makes a little more sense to me, because you're comparing it within the carbon itself. Within what's being brought with the carbon itself, the Toda has four different types of bread. The El Nazir only has two different types of bread. So the Toda seems to have more, so that will come first.
Who would eat all the bread?
That's the Toda. You have to give it out. It was given out amongst people. It's famous Natsiv. So much bread that has to be eaten in a day less. Because you bring a carbon Toda, you're showing your thanks to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have to share it with everybody. So you're going to share it with everybody.
Why didn't you use Toda on this one now? Think about it. The Al Nazar cannot be more time than people giving Todas.
I hear that.
Not possible.
I hear that. Korban Toda, more people are taking boat trips to becoming a Zirim. Okay. Mishnah then continued, Shlamim Kodim the Bechor. The Korban Shlamim comes before the Bechor, because the Korban Shlamim gets two sprinklings that are four, whereas the Bechor only gets one sprinkling, and the Korban Shlamim also has the waving of the Chaz and Shok. The Gemara says, Adarab, Bechor Kodem, and the Bechor should come first, Shekein Kedushasu Mirechem, it is holy right from conception, and Vinechal Kohanim, and can be eaten by the Kohanim, which is the reason why the Bechor comes before the Maisa. The Gemara says, no, Afilu Hachi, Mitzvos Yeseros Adifi, having to do more things with the Korban is more important. And since by the Shlamim, you have to sprinkle it once more, and you do another aspect by waving, that makes it more Kadosh than the Bechor. Then the Mishnah said, the Bechor comes before the Maaser. Here we said, because it is holy from conception, whereas the Maaser is not. So the Gemara says, Adarabba, Maaser Kodem, the Korban Maaser should come first, Shekein Mekadosh Lefanov the Acharov. The Korban Maaser can make that before it and that behind it Kadosh. What's that? That happens when if you're counting the Korbanos, right? If you count, what you have to do is you have to take the kid, the animals in the pen, and you have to count one, two, actually it's Rav Palm's famous for it. What you're supposed to do is you can write one for me, two for me, eight for me, nine for me, one for Hashem. And that's such a big deal to give Maaser. You see how much you get, how much Hashem gets. It's not such a...
I thought that was Rav
Raza. Rav Raza close to Rav Palm. So... Actually, I was over Shabbos. I was with a guy, talking to a guy who was actually a Talmud from Rav Palm. He never heard the Vort. He loved it. So he went back and asked, and then he told me, yeah, yeah, it's true. I said, no, okay. So I didn't make it up. So he says, where's the fun of Lachara. If you look at Rashi, it's sort of smack dab in the middle of the shorter lines. The fun of Lachara says, the Tznan, Karla Tishi Asiri, like the Gemara in Merachah says, if you make a mistake and you call the ninth one the tenth one, and then the tenth one the tenth one, and the eleventh one the tenth one, all three become kadosh. So since it has that power, maybe it should come before. The Gemara says, no, afilu hachi kedusha mirechem adifei. Here again, not sure why, but here the Gemara is saying, taken as a given, kedusha from conception is more important, makes it more kadosh. Then the Gemara said that the meiser, the korban meiser, comes before the ofos. Because it's a zevach, which says because it has more things to it, it's shechted by a knife. Rifneishu zevach. So the Gemara says, "Adarava ofos kadmi Shekain kotche kotchim. Well, here, the birds are kotche kotchim. Before we said kotche kotchim is a bigger maila. That's why the ashram came before other korbanos, became put the tolden el nazir. Here's the opus are also kotche kotchim. It should come before the maiser. Whereas, no, if you hachim min zevach adif. No, zevach, the animal korban, is more important than a bird korban. Okay. Now, the Gemara is going to bring a din that Ravina Bar Shila says, which seems to be out of left field, but the Gemara is going to pull from our Mishnah that he's correct. So that's why he comes here. So Amar Ravina Bar Shila, Emuri Kodoshim Kalim, the limbs of the Kotche Kalim, which are supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach. So when you bring the Korban that's a Kotche Kalim, the Korban's Kotche Kalim. There's no Me'ila on it, there's nothing. These limbs that are supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach, once the blood is thrown, they become Kotche Kotchim, and then there's Me'ila, because it's supposed to be put on the Mizbeach. So what happened here is the Emuri Kotche Kalim, these limbs of the Kotche Kalim, supposed to go on the Mizbeach, Yatsu, they went out of the Azara, Lifnei Zrikas Damim, before they became Kotche Kotchim. Kotche Kalim could be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. Kotche Kotchim could be eaten in the Azara. So once the blood is thrown, if you would take these limbs out, we have a problem with Yotze. But now before the blood is thrown, they haven't yet hit the status of Kotche Kotchim yet. What happens if they left the Azara? So Ravina Bar Shila says, nevertheless, Sheyotzel of Nezrikas Adam Psulim, they are still considered pasul, and they can't be brought onto the Mizbeach. Right, Rashi says, Psulim. Va'afal gav de le'inya me'ila lef Nezrikas Adamim lo kadishi. Even though, regarding the concept of me'ila, they are still not subject to me'ila because they're not kotche kotchim yet, because they're not kotche kotchim until the blood is thrown. Le'inyon if Sule bi Yotze kotche kadochim ninyu. They get the status of kotche kotchim even before the blood is thrown, legabe the psul of Yotze. Okay, that's his din. So the Gemara says, "V'tana tuna," and our Mishnah, right? Our Mishnah is a raya for him. Why? Because the Mishnah says that the meiser comes before the birds, mipnei shehu zevach, because it is a karban. V'yeshno kotche kotchim, and it has kotche kotchim within it. Number one, it's blood, which goes on the mizbeach, and number two, the emurim that come on the mizbeach. So Gemara says, "Wait a second. Why does it say dumb of the emurim?" Why is the blood going in the Mizbeach a mila of the Meiser over the birds? The blood of the birds also go in the Mizbeach. Different ways, mitzoy, shaking, but the blood of the birds goes in the Mizbeach. Why is the blood of the Meiser going in the Mizbeach mean that the Meiser is more kaddish than the birds? That's not a distinction. The Gemara says, Bishlama emurim, and they say an emurim, less nehuba ofos. That doesn't exist by the birds. The birds don't have the innards thrown on the Mizbeach. Eladam, mia isa, but you have blood by the carbon oaf. So El Alav Kam Ashmalan, what's this the Mishnah come to teach us? Emurim Kidamo, the Emurim of this Korban Meiser, which is Kotche Kalim, is the Emurim are like the Dam. Ma Damo Lifnei Zrika, just like the blood before Zrika gets a status of Kotche Kotchim, and if it would leave the Beis HaMikdash, it would become Pasul. Af Emurim Kodim Zrika. So to the Emurim are Emurim before Zrika. The kakari lahu kotche kotchim, and the Mishnah calls them both kotche kotchim. Ma dam mitzvayotze, af emurim mitzvayotze. So you see here that the emurim of a kotche kalim animal, because it's going to go on the mizbeach and become kotche kotchim, if it leaves before zrikas dam, it becomes pasul. Just like the blood would leave before zrikas dam, so to the emurim will leave before zrikas dam. However, the gavim me'ilo, that's not the case. When it comes to me'ilo, if you used it before zrikas dam, we wouldn't be chayav covering me'ilo. Okay, that's the raya to Ravina Bar Shila. Again, Ravina Bar Shila said, the emurim of the Kotche Kalim that went out before the Zrikas Adam, they become pasul miyotze, even though the blood hasn't been thrown yet, so you would have thought they don't have the status of Kotche Kotchim. From our Mishnah, you see that they're equated to the blood, and they have a status of Kotche Kotchim even before the blood is thrown, and if they would leave the Azara, they become pasul miyotze. Gemara then says, Nema Misayilai. Let's bring another raya. I don't know why we bring another raya. I don't know why the raya from our Mishnah isn't good enough. Gemara says, Neima Misayile had the following case. Bisar Kotche Kalim, the basar, the meat of the Kotche Kalim, which is supposed to be eaten So it's not to be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. So, but the Bisar Kotche Kalim, Sheyotza Lifnei Zrikas Damim, that left the Azara before Zrikas Karban. Right? So the Rebbe Yochanan Omar, Kosher. It's Kosher, because it's the Zrika that allows you to eat it. So now this went out before the Zrika. So now maybe it hasn't been Huchshur L'Achilo yet. So Gemara says, nevertheless, Rav Yochanan says, Kosher, you're allowed to eat it. Meaning once the blood is thrown inside, even though this meat went outside before the blood was thrown, you can eat it. Reish Lakish Amar Pasal. Reish Lakish says, no, it's Pasal. Why? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kasher. Rabbi Yochanan says it's Kasher. Why? Hold the sofa Latzis. Eventually it's going to leave that Zar anyway. So who cares if it leaves now? Eventually it's going to leave. Reish Lakish Amar Pasal. Reish Lakish says it's Pasal. Why? Adayin Lo Igiyas Mar Latzis. Offsides. You jumped the gun. Right? It's an encroachment on the offense that you went too early. So therefore, it should be Pasal. So Gemara then says, maybe, Ad kan lo pligi el bebasar. Maybe here they only argue if the meat leaves. Aval de emurim lo. But if the sacrificial parts leave, they don't have the argument, and maybe Rabbi Yochanan would agree that if it went out before Zrikas Adam, it should be Pasal. So Gemara says, no. Hu adin de emurim nami pligi. Now they also argue when it comes to the emurim, meaning one would, so not a raya, maybe one would argue on table with the emurim that left, but also would be kasher. So why did they make the argument by the basar? Just show us how powerful Reish Lakish Shita is. So the Gemara says, no, maybe the machlokas is also by the emurim. The only reason why they listed the machlokas by the basar, to show you how far Reish Lakish goes. And even the basar, which is sofaletzes, it doesn't. It still becomes possible if it blows out before the blood. So the Gemara tomorrow is going to try to bring out that maybe this dinner of Vina is a machlokas tonight. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a great day.